Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Happy to be here with you. Also happy to be here with Joe Heschmeyer. Tim Staples really brought it last hour, and because we're in the first couple hours of our quarterly pledge drive. So in between Joe taking calls today, we will be asking you for your financial support so we can stay on the air for the next 3 months. It's always worked out. We've been here almost 27 years. So apparently God's got a plan, and he keeps bringing us good friends like you to keep us on the air. But what we said the last hour was, and we said it because it's true, we have a donor who will give us a $20,000 bonus if we can get 200 calls in the first day. And that meant, you know, of course, 100 calls an hour. And Darren is on the phone at the moment, so I don't know what the actual number of the first hour was, but it had to be over 100. We were getting very close there at the end. I know he'll update it here momentarily, but I'm going to call it. If we can get 100 calls this hour, we got a $20,000 bonus coming. I can just feel it. We're at 108 for the first hour. So 108 for the first hour, we just need 92 calls this hour. Our guest this hour is Joe Heschmeyer, the author of quite a few wonderful books, including one that's very popular this year because of the Eucharistic revival. The Eucharist is Really Jesus. Joe Heschmeyer, thank you for being here.
It's good to be here. This is an exciting hour. Tim really set a good pace. And let me just, you know, pull back the curtain a little bit to those of you listening. Like, this is a 3-day quarterly pledge drive. And when the first day goes really well, it is a huge relief for everyone here. Because you're not sweating bullets saying, are we going to make these projections?
Right.
Or are we going to, you know, have to let Cy go or, you know, whatever. As an example. And so, you know, like, this is a really great time. You can get the match throughout the 3 days. Up to $180,000 is going to be matched. And if we get 200 calls in a particular day, $20,000, right? So this is a great day for that extra $20,000. It's a great day because we're on course to... It's a very feasible goal, and it's a huge relief. We will be personally grateful if you don't wait till the 11th hour to make your donation.
888-291 is the number to call. Get your every pledge match right now, up to $180,000, dollar for dollar match, 888-291-8000. We need, right now we're at 112 calls, 112 gifts. So we need 88 gifts in the next hour in order to get that $20,000 match. 88 gifts. With your help, we can get there. 888-291-8000. And I promise we won't take a lot of your time. If we can stay on track getting those calls, we won't have to take a great deal of your time. We'll let Joe do what he really loves to do, which is talk about Jesus or the church or Jesus yes. and the church and the sacraments and the saints and holiness and morality and whatever else you've got on your mind. Whether you're Catholic or not, you're welcome to call. So let me give out that number. This is not the pledge number. This is the number to call if you want to get on the air with Joe Heschmeyer and ask anything you want to ask about the Catholic faith. That number is 888-318-7884. Just say it one more time, and that's it for the hour. So write it down if you're thinking of calling later. 888-318-7884. Two lines open right now. Joe, I think what I'd like to do is just kind of leave it with folks, let them decide if they're going to call right now, and we'll take a phone call so we won't leave people waiting before we give them something to sink their teeth into.
All right. That sounds good to me.
All right. Let me just reset it for you. $180,000 match. Any gift up to $180,000 matched. And if we can get to 200 calls today, which we are just 88 calls away from, we will get a $20,000 bonus from a very generous donor. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We start out right here in Los Angeles. Andrew is listening on our app, the Catholic Answers Live app. Andrew, thank you for listening, for calling. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hello, Cy. Hello,
Hi.
Him.
Hi, Andrew. him.
I've been watching the Seamus Coffee episodes on Mormonism, and I've taken to heart, especially the advice not to point and laugh at them, but to really listen to them. Anyway, I've been approached by Mormon missionaries, and they think they're evangelizing me, but I'm really evangelizing them. And I've realized that they've got a very similar view of authority to us, which I really respect. And you've also raised a great point that Mormonism is the logical conclusion of the Protestant Reformation. I'd like to know what you would think is the best plan of attack, so to speak, to evangelize the Catholic faith to them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did a several episode series on Seamus Popery on this. So I'm going to give you the very short answer, and I think it already sounds like you know where to go for the long one. But the first thing, I think it's good to build up some common ground so that you don't just come at it as enemies. Because if someone comes at any topic as your enemy, it's very hard to listen to them, very hard to learn from them. So there's two things that I find helpful. The first is focusing on, as you point out, that we have a similar kind of conception of authority. We both believe that Jesus founding the church is incredibly important, that there is a visible, structured church to which we are called to be members. And then the entire question turns on a really specific question of fact and theology, which is, did the church founded by Jesus Christ go into an apostasy or not? And as a matter of history, and as a matter of Jesus's divine promises in Matthew 16, we say no, and Mormons say yes. So I would start with that, because there's many Mormons who will say, well, it's either us or Catholics who are right. Because either the church went into apostasy and was restored by Joseph Smith, or didn't go into apostasy, in which case we're looking for a 2,000-year-old church, and the Catholic Church is the obvious contender. And I've had plenty of Mormons kind of agree to those terms at the outset. Now, we would say it's possible, you know, like it isn't as if the Catholic Church going into apostasy would automatically make Mormonism true. So we wouldn't be facing the same binary in the other direction. But that is a helpful way of framing it, where it shows a common... We're asking the same questions, would be maybe a way to say. Even though we're coming to very different answers, we're at least taking the issue of the church as, you know, the kingdom of God on earth very seriously and pursuing that inquiry. And then the second thing is, anytime you can build from the common ground, even in the differences, that can be really good. So I'm going to give you just one example for the sake of time. On abortion, most Mormons are incredibly pro-life, and praise God. You know, it's wonderful that they are. When you read the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website, they permit abortion in certain cases. The bishop can approve abortions, and the church is very hesitant to use the term murder to describe what's happening, even though they don't give any explanation for why it wouldn't be. And that exposes a sort of hypocrisy within their church in a way that I think many Mormons are often surprised. So a lot of times the Mormons you're talking to are 18, 19-year-old kids who are coming to your door. And so for many of them, this is their first time realizing that their church allows abortion in some cases, even though by all logic and reason, this would seem like it's permitting murder if the bishop says it's okay. So I have found that to be a particularly poignant kind of point that I've, like, more than any other single point, that has been the one that I can tell kind of sticks with missionaries, leaves them wondering, like, what is going on there? And that can be a good thing just to kind of begin that conversation, because once you lay out, you know, here are the stakes. If your church is wrong, you should take this one very seriously, and then give them good reasons to doubt that their church is right on major issues. Let God do the rest from there.
Andrew, thank you for the call. Just for the listener's benefit, Andrew was referring to Joe's podcast, Seamus Popery, where he digs deeply into issues and spends a good amount of time making sure that he's fully explored them from a Catholic perspective, and did wonderful work on Mormonism there. And that is part of what you're supporting when you support this program, Catholic Answers Live. It takes $225,000 each quarter, each 3 months of the year, in order to produce all the programs, in order to keep the lights on and have the video and the audio feeds and all that stuff. And to get it out, we give the program free. Well, you give the program free. Really, you're the ones giving it. You give the program free when you pay for it to hundreds of Catholic radio stations. Maybe you're listening to this on a Catholic radio station right now that gets the program free. All across the EWTN network, on a satellite radio, on apps, on websites, on social media sites. It's always free because you pay for it. Right now, we are in the midst of that pledge drive. We need your help. We have a $180,000 match for the pledge drive. That means up to $180,000 every gift, whether it's a $10 monthly gift, a $1,000 one-time gift, or as we had the first hour, a $5,000 one-time gift, whatever. All match dollar for dollar. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We also have a bonus on the line. We have a donor who says, I'll give you $20,000 if you can get 200 people to give in the first 2 hours of the pledge drive. That's actually a very helpful thing for that person to do because it's always hard to start these pledge drives. So we're with your help, we'll get there. I'll tell you where we are right now, 75 calls away. Can we get 70? Well, I shouldn't say calls. It's not calls because you can go online and do it as well.
Yes.
75 gifts away. Just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or dial 888-291-8000. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest.
Oh, sorry. I was going to add something real quick. Any new monthly donors, you get a year of the premium subscription to Hallow, and Hallow has a great library. I was actually digging around in it today, and I discovered, which I hadn't realized before, that it has 4 audiobooks read by people you may have heard of, like Sister Miriam James, and it's 4 of my favorite spiritual books. So it's Story of a Soul, Searching for Peace. I think that's the same as Searching for and Maintaining Peace. This is a version I have by Father Jacques Philippe. The Practice of the Presence of God, and then Introduction to the Devout Life. And so these are 4 spiritual classics. If you haven't read them, I really recommend it. And if you want them read to you, the Hallow app is a great way to do that. It's got a bunch of other stuff as well. I wanted to highlight that feature and say any new monthly donor in this pledge drive is going to get that for a year. So it's a great time if you want to go deeper and feel like, oh, I'm in the car a lot. I don't have time to do as much reading as I want to. You can sanctify that time. So I really encourage it.
I knew Introduction to Devout Life was going to make your list, Joe. I knew that was going to make your list.
It's my favorite book. I mention it a lot.
888-291-8000 is the place to go. I'll tell you what, everyone you talk to is one of our colleagues. They are here in the building with us. We hang out and work together each day. Don't ask them how annoying the radio department is. They don't want to talk about that. But you can talk about anything you want. You want to talk about why you're giving to Catholic Answers, you want to talk about what it has meant to you, or you want to ask a question about what we do here, even up to including looking at the books, because it's all public. We don't hide it, and we'd love to share it with you. But we need more than 70 calls right now. It looks like 72. It's hard to keep exact track at the moment, but looks like 72 calls we need this hour. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you give in either of those places, it counts. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Going to Zach in Iowa now, watching on YouTube. Welcome, Zach. Go ahead with your question for Joe. Hi, Zach.
Hello.
Any chance you could turn that radio down? I mean, you know,
yeah,
I enjoy listening to myself.
Yeah,
but
sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. Truthfully, I have been watching a lot of this guy called Radio the Harvest. I'm not sure if you heard of him, but he takes a very neutral point of view to all religions. Anyway, the point is, he's gotten me thinking about a lot of stuff, and one of the current things that I have at the moment is I know that there's some denominations that believe in predestination, and my original instinctive reaction is like, what? But then I was like, well, kind of hard to argue against that when you think about, let's say, Judas, who was like, he's supposed to betray Jesus. Like, as soon as he got the Eucharist, it was like right after that, then Satan entered him. And then I don't remember the exact verse off the top of my head, or nor the exact wording, but as I recall, when God was assuring Moses that he'd be with him, he also assured him that I'd make Ramis. He's obstinate or stone-hearted. And I was like, well,
is there predestination?
I don't know how to respond.
Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how to... Yeah, well, no. I don't... I know that there isn't. It's just I don't know how to kind of counter somebody bringing that up, say some non-Catholic throws that at me. I was like...
All right, Joe?
That's a very good question. The first thing I'd say is there is predestination, just not in the Calvinistic sense of it. So God is outside of time. And so anything that happens, God either desired that it happened or permitted it to happen for some reason. And so in that sense, we have to take, I mean, St. Paul is very clear, those whom he foreknew, he also predestined. Like he even uses the language of predestination to describe this. The problem is that when modern Christians hear the term predestination, they often have a very specific, very Protestant, very Calvinistic kind of understanding of what that means, that if there is predestination, then there is no free will. Then our choices are only illusory, or we're not making free choices. And that doesn't follow logically, and it's not true. So I'm going to take the example of Pharaoh as a clear way you can see this. In Exodus chapter 9 and 10, we hear both that in verse 34, Pharaoh sees the rain and the hail and thunder, it ceases. He sinned yet again and hardened his heart. And then in verse 35, it says, so the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. And then in Exodus 10:1, God says, go into Moses, for I have hardened his heart. So in the span of a few verses, we hear both that Pharaoh hardens his own heart and that God hardens Pharaoh's heart. So how can we harmonize that without just ignoring one side of the ledger or the other? The best explanation I've heard, so it was super hot here in the Midwest until we got an amazing day of relief. It's like 18 degrees cooler today than it was yesterday. And it was blazingly hot. And when you have mud out in the sun like that, it hardens. When you have butter out in the sun like that, it melts. So we can say the sun hardened the soil and it melted the butter, but that doesn't mean that the sun hates the soil and loves the butter or anything like that. What we're really doing is it's two ways of describing the reaction soil versus butter has to the sun. And so likewise, we react to God in different ways, either by opening our hearts or by hardening them. And so in that way, just as we can talk about the soil being hardened or melted, we can talk about our hearts being hardened or melted, but we have an actual role to play in whether we allow our hearts to be open to the Lord or whether we harden them. And so if we harden them, we can both say God hardened our hearts in the sense that it was in response to God that this happened, just like it's in response to the sun that the clay hardens, and that we harden our own hearts. So both can be true. So that's what I would suggest there. And the fact that God incorporates even our sin into his plan of salvation, as we see most famously in the case of Judas, doesn't make it not sin. Like the reason Judas is punished, the reason that Jesus can say it would be better for him not to have been born is because it actually does matter what we freely choose to do. If we had no agency over it, we wouldn't be held accountable for it. You know, if you are, let's say, on a train as a passenger and the train is in some sort of horrible collision and somebody dies, you're a passenger on the train. You had no agency. You had nothing to do with that. You were there, but you didn't cause it to happen. You were simply along for the ride. And so if predestination was like that, we could never be held accountable. And the early Christians recognized this, by the way. St. Justin Martyr responded to the popular pagan view of the time, which was fate, and said, that is not what we believe as Christians. We believe in free will. So in the 100s, you have very clearly the fact that the Christian conception of predestination very explicitly includes the freedom of our will to cooperate with or resist God.
Thank you very much for the call. Zach, appreciate that. We got lots more calls to do, and we're going to let Joe talk to folks. But every now and then, I have to just interrupt and let you know that we are in the first day of our quarterly pledge drive. We take 3 days out of every 3 months and ask you for your support so we can continue to do what we do. And that allows us to send the show all around the world to people for free. You hear the calls. You hear the calls from Asia. You hear the calls from Australia. You hear the calls from South America, North America, Europe. Am I going to name all the continents? Africa? You hear from, I don't even know. I can't.
You know what? Different countries have different lists of continents. I found that out a few years ago and thought that was really bizarre.
Yep.
Just wanted to throw that out there as
Europe's
well.
Not a
some
continent.
Of the people in some of those places are going to say, oh, We consider Eurasia as one continent. We consider the Americas as one continent. Very strange.
Eurasia is one continent. I'll just straighten that out for you. 888-291-8000.
Getting some calls from Pangea.
I'd love it if somebody gets some calls from Pangea, Antarctica, whatever. 888-291-8000 is the number. Let me tell you where we are right now. 14 lines open. We're working our way towards 200 calls. If we can hit 200 pledges this hour, if we can hit the 200 number by the end of the hour, we will get a $20,000 bonus from a generous donor, and we are 67 calls away from that. 67 calls away right now. You can call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge. You want to pledge $1,000? It's going to get matched. You want to pledge $5,000? It's going to get matched. All of it, dollar for dollar, up to $180,000. You want to pledge $10? Maybe $10 a month. $20? Maybe $20 a month. It's all matched. Let me just explain the monthly one, too, because sometimes people are confused on this. You make a monthly pledge of $20 a month, that's $240 to us. But the $240 match comes to us instantly. We're immediately getting that $240 match. So you're matched for the whole year if you make a monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. 13 lines open right now. Everybody who makes a pledge.
I'm going to do a little bit of math here, if I may. Sorry. Yeah. If you've got the means to live on $100 fewer or less a month, fewer and less is confusing. $100 less a month than you currently live on. Now, that's not going to be everybody, and I respect that. I don't want to. But if you are someone who could give $100, let's just use that for the sake of round numbers. You give a $100 monthly donation to Catholic Answers any time of year. That would be an amazing gift. And that comes out to $1,200. Look at that math. But today, it comes out to $2,400 because it's doubled. And it helps us to get an extra $20,000. That is an enormous maximizing of your gift. And on your end, not only do you know your dollar's gone so much farther, another one of those confusing ones, you also get Joel Peters' book, Sola Scriptura, Does It Work? Look at that.
Sola Scriptura does not work.
Doesn't work. Yes. Yep. And you also get a year of the premium subscription to Hallow. And so you get a whole lot for your dollar, not just the assurance that it's going a lot further, farther than normal, but also you're getting something out of it that you wouldn't ordinarily get. So this is a great time to donate. If you want to donate at that level, if you're comfortable at that level, God bless you. And this would be a tremendous way of helping to build up this mission, particularly if you're someone who says, I like the work of Catholic Answers. Maybe I wish I could do more myself. I wish there was some way I could, you know, do this kind of thing. There is, and this is one of those ways that you can help out with it.
12 lines open. I'm going to make Joe answer another question. If you would please fill up those lines, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Don't forget, your pledge matched 100% right now. Jake's in Indiana. Jake, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, I'm just honored to be on the show with both of you. Sai and him.
Him. That's my favorite. I love that when that happens. Yeah, yes, thank you very much. That's him.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's going to be the weirdest thing to try to explain to anyone who hasn't.
We have no
show,
time to explain it because we got to get your call in before the break. Go ahead, Jake, with your question.
Gotcha. So my question's about concupiscence. I was just recently listening to Jimmy Akin and Jordan Cooper, the Lutheran. Yeah. I come from like a conversion of like evangelical, worked my way up studying others than just Baptists and Calvinists and Anglicans, looking at Lutherans. And then I came back to my roots. I was baptized as a Catholic and I'm looking at Catholicism. I'm so close to becoming like fully Catholic. I just had a question about that. It was a little discussion on Pints with Aquinas about concupiscence and how is it a desire to sin is sinful if it's not acted out. That's what Jordan Cooper is saying. And therefore, the Catholic view of concupiscence is false because Catholicism says that sin, concupiscence is, if there's some difference
All right, Joe, yeah, go ahead.
We can make a nuanced distinction here to show that Cooper's position is it misses the mark. Concupiscence is what we use to describe the fact that we are inclined towards sin, that as a result of original sin, all of us are tempted to do things that are not in our own benefit, that they are going to be things that hurt ourselves, our neighbor, our relationship with God. So we have sinful desires. But if that was itself automatically a sin, then there's really very little use in even having the spiritual life where you resist temptation, because the mere fact you got tempted means you already lost. And so you've already lost the fight by the mere fact that you're in the fight. So the temptation itself is not a sin. Like when Jesus is tempted in the desert, that's not concupiscence, but there is temptation. That's not a sin on Jesus's part. Calvin in Institutes, when he's talking about Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, seems to impute something like concupiscence to him. That's totally wrong. And Jesus doesn't sin, obviously. And so that is a bad understanding of the spiritual life. What the glimmer of truth is there's another thing that gets conflated with concupiscence, which is sometimes called delectation, where you delight in the temptation itself. So a temptation crosses your mind, and you kind of flirt with it. You entertain it. You know, maybe you're married, and some very attractive person puts some moves on you. And you, of course, are going to say no. But you're also like, I feel pretty darn good about that. Delighting in the temptation can be sinful. But at the heart of this is something really clear as a principle. Every sin involves the human will. It's you did something you shouldn't have done, or you didn't do something you should have done. Something you don't will is never sinful. And you being tempted against your will is an example of your will not being involved, and therefore it's by definition not a sin unless you desire to play with it.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kelly, your host. Joe Heschmeyer is our guest. It's an Ask Me Anything today. Lots of folks on the lines, and we will get right to those calls. I just want to, for a quick second, remind you that right now we are in the midst of our annual pledge drive, where we try to get this program and the other programs that we make here in this studio fully funded for the next 3 months. That takes $225,000. It's been that number for quite a while, and we just always try to let people know this is what we need and ask you to help us to get there. That $225,000 gets lots and lots of people either to encounter the Catholic Church for the first time or to re-encounter the Catholic Church, to come to hear about the person of Jesus and to come to know that they can meet him. They can receive him in baptism and in the other sacraments of the church. They can even receive him into their own bodies in the Eucharist and be forgiven their sins. This is the joy that the world needs to know, that in Christ we have eternal life, life to the full. We share that message with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, but you know who makes that possible? Hundreds and hundreds of people. Not thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Hundreds and hundreds of people give in each pledge drive. And we found out that if we can get 100 people to call each hour of the pledge drive, it turns out that, we were almost always fully funded by the end of that. So a donor knowing this said, I'll tell you what, I'll give you $20,000 if you can get 200 callers or 200 donors in the first 2 hours of the pledge drive. And that's where we are right now. Right now, we are about 60. We're about 60 calls away from doing that. That is very doable. That's two calls a minute or two pledges a minute for the next 30 minutes that we're on. Go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You'll see you can do it very quickly. It's a 1 or 2 minute undertaking. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Any amount you give adds to that tally. Or you can call 888-291-8000. Right now, 12 of our colleagues are sitting with open lines ready to take your calls. 12, that's a lot. If we can fill those up, look at that. If we just filled up those 12 lines right now, we'd get this under 50. We'd be under 50 calls that we need. So how about we do that? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give out the number and the details again, and then I'm going to let Joe answer a question, and we'll see if we can get this under 50. 888-291-8000. Those, if we fill up those 12 lines right now, we'll get under 50. Your gift is completely matched up to $180,000. If you make a new monthly pledge, it's matched for the whole year immediately. Anybody who makes a new pledge gets the new book, Sola Scriptura Doesn't Work, the latest book from Catholic Answers Press. And everybody who gives a new monthly pledge is a member of the Hallow Premium app for a full year. 888-291-8000. Great time to call. 11 lines open right now. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'm going to be watching the numbers here, see if we can get this under 50. If we can get this under 50 by the time Joe finishes answering this question, 888-291-8000. Joe, you ready to take a question?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Jan in Jackson, Mississippi, listening on Good Shepherd Radio. Jan, we're very glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi, Jan. It's Jan from Jackson, Michigan, not Mississippi.
I apologize. They wrote it in correctly. I read it wrong. That's my fault.
That's okay.
So I get points off.
My question is, Joe, do you think that relocating all the tabernacles in the Catholic churches back to the center of the sanctuary as the focal point might assist in reinstating the belief among the faithful in the transubstantiation of the Eucharist? And if so, if you think it might, how could we get it done?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say in many cases, the answer to that would be yes, but that is a little tricky. So I lived in Rome for 3 years, and there you often have a Eucharistic side chapel, and it's really good that they do, because in many of these churches, there's a lot of tourist foot traffic and people taking pictures and everything else. And these are houses of worship that are meant to be open to everyone and are legitimately beautiful. And we want to invite people who aren't Catholic, who aren't pilgrims, to come and experience them. And in many cases, they have these profound impacts, but they are nevertheless also the house of God and a place for prayer. And so having a side chapel that's often, you know, marked off in a pretty clear way, where it's an area where tourists aren't allowed, where it's a place where people can only go to pray, that is a really beautiful way of actually respecting the fact that the Eucharist is Jesus, and we want to approach with kind of a humble awe. And so if you have the architectural beauty in the church that you are attracting tourists, and you need a Eucharistic side chapel to encourage that kind of private prayer, or even if you just have like maybe a large echoey church where a Eucharistic side chapel can be really helpful, that's why I wouldn't say as a universal kind of rule. But in many cases, instead of doing that, churches kind of put Jesus away. You know, I heard one priest refer to it as the Church of Mary Magdalene. They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him. And, you know, you don't want that. You don't want Jesus consigned to somewhere lowly and, you know, like a converted broom closet. But it is good to have a beautiful, reverent place to pray. So I would suggest that what that is going to look like may differ on a case-by-case basis by church, but in many cases, depending on the logistics of the church, it might just mean moving the tabernacle back to where it traditionally was.
Jan, thank you. Sorry about getting the state wrong, but thank you very much for the call and the question. Oh, you know what it is, Joe? Exactly 50. We got to exactly 50.
Yes.
So we're trying to get it under 50. But that's really good news. Thank you so much for your generosity in calling and helping out. We're in the midst of our August pledge drive. We come to you just 4 times a year to ask you to support what we do. I have to be honest with you.
If we miss $20,000 by like 2 callers.
I'm going to call. I'll call myself. I got my cell phone in my office. I'll just run and get it, and I'll make 2 calls, and I'll give the money, Joe, for $20,000.
There you go.
888-291-8000 is the number to call. This is what I was going to say, Joe. I honestly never feel bad about asking for money for what we do because for two reasons. One, I see where the money goes, that it's not going into, crazy salaries for anybody, or it's not going into, a fancy break. You've been in the break room, Joe. It's not going into a fancy break room. You know, it goes on the air. Every dollar of it goes on the air. Yeah. And then second, we've got to be out there doing this. This is what the Catholic Church needs to be doing. And I'm not at all saying Catholic Answers Live is the only people doing it. I mean, we have these magnificent Catholic radio stations 24 hours a day just blaring out the gospel to anybody, yes, you know, driving down the freeway that can pick it up. We've got EWTN doing their wonderful work. We've got the podcasters like Matt Frad and all these guys. There's just wonderful stuff going on. But we've got to be there. So I never feel bad saying,
yeah, right, hey, now, there's somebody listening to Catholic Answers Live who is non-Catholic,
yeah,
who's never picked up a Catholic book, who would never subscribe to a Catholic magazine, who maybe doesn't know a lot of devout Catholics in their life, who can answer the questions that they might have in the back of their mind. And they're learning something they didn't know before. And the good of that is so hard to put a dollar value next to, you know. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one sheep returning to the flock. That's pretty big. And so I would say this is the kind of work that in many cases is literally irreplaceable, because if you don't have Catholic radio, what other means are you going to use to meet that person? You don't even know them. I don't even know them. So I would simply point to that as an important way of contextualizing the work that we do and why I think it's really worth becoming a regular donor, to make sure that there's a good, sustainable base of support that we can grow and expand and reach even more people as we move forward.
And as we sometimes say, the child you bring back to the church might be your own. Lots of us have children. I'm certainly among them who have adult children not practicing the faith that we just want somebody to get through to them somewhere. And that's a part of what you're helping us do. We asked folks to share what Catholic Answers Live has meant to them. Jason told us this.
Recently, I was in a parish.
Good morning. I converted to Catholicism 3 years ago. I started working at a Catholic school, and Catholic Answers, while I started going through CIA, man, they taught me so much. I listen to them every night, their podcast, and I still do. I support you guys. You've done tremendous things. I listen to them as much as I can still, and I listen to all the other podcasts that you offer. I can't say enough about Catholic Answers. It was a great organization for me to when I started, and it helped me get through it and helped me convert. And I'll forever be grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. We're very grateful that Jason called and left that message so that we could share that with you as we ask you for your support. It is something, I mean, Joe, you go out speaking a great deal. I mean, I rarely go into a Catholic church to give a talk that somebody doesn't say to me, hey, the reason I'm here in this church is I heard you guys on Catholic radio. And I'm always delighted to hear it. I know that I'm not the apologist. I'm not the guy that answers the questions. But to be part of it, it really is a joyful thing.
It really is. I mean, my background, I was in a lot of academia in terms of being a student for a long time. I've adjunct taught a college class. And there's a joy to that. And you can reach some people. I don't want to denigrate the real work of scholars and intellectuals, but the kind of work of just reaching ordinary people in ordinary language is so rewarding, and you can see pretty directly the fruit of it. And it's something that we need more of. It's something that we need. I mean, I would love to have a generation of on-fire Catholics who are ready with answers to offer for the hope that lies within them, and to do it in a reverent way. in a way that's clear, in a way that is charitable, in a way that speaks truth to a world badly in need of it. And whatever little thing we can do to help do that here, and I think I can see the results. And as you say, kind of wherever we go, we encounter people who have this story, not just people who've intentionally come to our talks. I was in a city recently, and at Mass, before I was going to the talk, I bumped into a woman who's called into Catholic Answers before. I didn't get her permission to use any of her details, so I won't. But she didn't even know I was coming in town. She was so excited. She recognized me, and it led to a really beautiful, edifying conversation. And if it hadn't have been for that providential run-in, that's one more person we wouldn't have known that we'd reached or that we'd kind of connected with. These people exist all over the country, all over the world, and the people like you listening right now are the ones who make that happen in the relatively cheap kind of way that's possible. I mean, compared to what it would have cost, say, 50 years ago to do something like this, it would have been impossible much before that. You know, we're very blessed to live in a world where we can spread the gospel, this pearl of great price for an extraordinarily inexpensive amount of money.
All right, I'm going to let Joe, we'll do it again, this thing that we just did, because we're getting close to reaching our goal to get a $20,000 bonus from a donor who said, look, if you can get 200 people to call and give you money the first day of the pledge drive, 200 people, then I'll give you $20,000 extra. It's a wonderful motivator for us, and I think for callers as well. And the number will be down to about 30 calls if we can fill up the 13 lines that are open right now. So let's just fill up those. I'm going to let Joe answer a question. Will you call and make your gift? Every gift is matched dollar for dollar up to $180,000 this pledge drive. Every gift, whether it's a one-time gift or a new monthly pledge. I suggest if you can come in with any kind of monthly pledge, $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month, because you get the Halo app. Well, you get a lot. You're in Society 315, you get the t-shirt, you get all that stuff. And you can find out all about that on our website. But you get a full year of the Halo app if you can come in as a new monthly donor. So here we go. We're going to let Joe take a call. If we can fill up, it's 12 lines now open. If we can fill up those 12 lines, we are very close. We'll be very close when we come back from this call. 888-291-8000. It counts if you give safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com as well. So both will go into my tally here, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or there's 12 lines open. Let's fill them up right now. 888-291-8000, going to Oklahoma. Alex in Oklahoma watching on YouTube. Welcome, Alex. Go ahead with your question.
Thank you. So I was reading 2 Kings 13, and I stumbled on 20 to 21. And I said, gosh, that sounds like the relics the Catholics talk about when they throw the man into Elisha's tomb and he revives. So my question is, what is it about relics that give them power, or why does God use relics to give grace?
Yeah. So I don't know if people heard you say Elijah or Elisha, but it is Elisha. Elijah, chariot into heaven, no relics. But Elisha, someone is thrown into his tomb and comes back to life when his body touches the bones of Elisha. This is a way of showing the power of God working through human instruments. What I mean is this: God could save us apart from us, but he doesn't desire to do that. The whole reason Jesus becomes incarnate is to save humanity through humanity, that he becomes fully man while already being fully God. He could have found another way to redeem the world. That's not really a problem for God. He chooses this way because it gives humanity a greater dignity. And likewise, he works through the prophets and the evangelists and everything else in a way that shows their dignity, and it shows, by the way, also the dignity of the human body. Think about how we often treat bodies in the modern culture. You know, we just burn them up and scatter them to the four winds. And thanks be to God, that didn't happen with Elisha. Because we should bear in mind two things. Number one, God loves us, and he desires to bring us along in the plan of salvation, not simply as those being redeemed, but as active agents in the work of redemption. And you see this all over the place, where St. Paul can say, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. We can talk about how we help to save other people by bringing them back from their sins. And that, so in addition to the bones of Elisha mentioned here, I would point to two other examples in Acts, where you have the shadow of St. Peter and you have the like the handkerchiefs touched to St. Paul that are then brought to the sick. And it's a way of showing divine power working through human agents. You also see this in a bunch of other ways. So, for instance, the wedding feast of Cana, Jesus never touches the water when it becomes wine. He works through the servants. This is the background of what we call sacraments, that the minister is an instrument of divine power, but a willing, cooperating instrument of divine power. By obediently cooperating with what God has laid out, you can do things that by your mere human agency you could never do. That's what's being revealed through the bodies and the ministry of these people. And that's why we treat the body with a great deal of respect, even after the person has died. And because this is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so even when the, you know, the first temple was destroyed and you just had ruins, people went to the site and they prayed at the ruins because they recognized a ruined temple is still a temple. A dead body is still a body. And it still preserves the dignity, which is why we treat the body with respect.
Thank you so much for the call and for the question. And I'm only laughing because I was trying to get at, I was trying to get into the 30s, and we're at. It's hard for me to tell exactly, but it looks like we're about at 140 right now. So we keep getting so close. But that means, look, 40.
Wait, 140? We have 60 more?
No, I'm sorry. We're at four. I was trying to get it down to into the 30s. I got it to 40. I apologize. I said that
okay.
wrong. So look, that just means 40 gifts in the next 15 minutes. That's very, very doable. Could you pick up the phone now and make your pledge? 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We started the day saying, look, if we can get 200 people to make a gift, we have this donor who will give us a $20,000 match in addition to all the dollar for dollar matches that are also on for every single gift, just a bonus of $20,000. And now maybe a little more than 30 calls to go. It's not the easiest thing to get an exact tally on while we're going, but we're very close to needing just 30 calls, maybe even under 30. I'm not sure. We're in that ballpark. So I want to thank David in El Paso who gave $2,000. Holy smokes, David, thank you very much. A listener in Colorado called back after giving a donation and wanted to let us know how much she relies on the show to bolster her faith. She had a reversion to her Catholic faith back in 2015 and happened upon the program. Been listening ever since. She tells everybody about Catholic Answers Live. I want to thank that caller in Colorado. We feel the same way about it. I mean, if you work here, you meet all kinds of wonderful people, people who are, you know, one of the great things that Joe and I get to do is travel, and you realize Jesus has saints all over yes. the place. You go into parishes and there's saintly people there. And all we're trying to do is get people, we use the radio or the TV or whatever app you're watching on to get you to get into that parish, receive Jesus and be among those saints. That's all we want. And thank you to everybody who's helping us to do that. I'll tell you what, there's 8 lines open right now. Can we fill them up? I'm going to make Joe keep working. I'm not going to let him off the hook. 888-291-8000. Go ahead, Joe.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I was going to say, you know, we've talked a lot about the role of people who are not involved with their faith coming back to the faith or discovering Catholicism for the first time. But I would suggest another great role radio plays is for those who are not connected with a vibrant Catholic community. Maybe there's not one where they live. Maybe they're shut in, they're elderly, they're homebound for whatever reason. And having good, edifying content that they can listen to on the radio and watch on YouTube or on Facebook can be a real spiritual edification and strengthening, where you remember that, you know, just as you mentioned, Cy, we're surrounded by this cloud of witnesses, both the heavenly cloud, but also these unknown saints here on earth, that when you connect with them, as we often have the privilege of doing, it is so encouraging. And so I hope this show is encouraging for those at home who, to just be reminded, you know, there are other people who care about God as much as you do, who love God as much as you do, and are trying to know, love, and serve him here on earth.
Amen to that, brother. One of the great strategies of the evil one is to make us feel like we're alone.
Yes.
I know that we are under 30 calls that we need right now. There are 5 lines open right now. Can we fill up those lines? I will make Joe take another call. And I say make, but, you know, he loves doing this stuff.
I do.
But we'll take another call if you'll fill up those 5 lines. Every gift, whether it's a monthly gift or a one-time gift, is matched dollar for dollar right now. And every gift gets us one closer to a $20,000 bonus. And we're just 30 callers away from being there. 888-291-8000. It also counts, your gift counts towards that tally if you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and give there. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Patrick's in Omaha, Nebraska. And if you're in Omaha, you're listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Welcome, Patrick. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
All right. Quick testimony before my question. In high school back in 1991, I fell away from Christ. My Protestant preacher's daughter girlfriend brought me back to Christ. And Carl Keating's book and This Rock magazine kept me Catholic.
Oh, it's Catholic Answers magazine now. But thank you for that. Thank you.
I've been with Catholic Answers since 1992 through Jimmy Ake and Tim Staples joining, Jimmy Ake and joining, everybody joining. It's been fantastic. I listen to Catholic Answers radio every night on the drive home from work.
Oh,
my question.
Praise God.
Thank you for the testimony.
Thanks for being part of the team. Yeah.
Go ahead, Patrick.
My question. Until recently, I have never really run across a fundamentalist who believes the King James Bible is the only authorized English translation. How do I answer that?
Yeah, I would say number one, King James is an Anglican and they're not Anglican. So it's a very strange thing to insist that the, you know, the English king has the authority over the Bible in any way, shape or form, particularly if you're not Anglican. Number two, I would actually lead by asking questions like, why do you think the King James Version is the only authorized version or the only inspired translation into English or any of these things? And the answers they usually give are, well, a lot of people speak English. Which is okay, sure. But all of the answers being given invariably end up being better arguments for the Latin Vulgate. You know, well, for 1,000 years, everybody in the West who could read pretty much read Latin. So that seems to be an argument for the Latin Vulgate being inspired. It's a very strange, weak set of arguments to lead to the KJV only-ism. And with each of them, as you're hearing the person present them, think to yourself or respond by saying, well, wouldn't that also be an argument for saying the Latin Vulgate was a divinely inspired translation in the 7th century? And unlike the King James Version, the church actually does have authorization to spread the scriptures and to determine which are the authentic versions, not the state, not the English government. So, again, all of the authorization issues, all of the theological issues kind of being provided would better point to the Catholic versions of the Bible, like the Latin Vulgate, then they would support the, you know, the 1611 King James Version.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Thank you for the testimony. It's beautiful. 20 calls now. If we can do 20 calls by the top of the hour, we're $20,000 closer to our goal of being fully funded for the next 3 months. 20 calls, 888-291-8000, or you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As a matter of fact, if you can go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there, it will be matched dollar for dollar. And it will leave a line open for somebody else. Right now, there are just 4 lines open. We need 20 gifts. And I didn't know what was going to happen at the beginning. And I think we can do it. I believe.
Yes, this is
please call and help us.
Nerve-wracking, win by a nose kind of Olympic final.
Yeah, it is.
If you weren't sweating.
It's going to be a photo finish here.
Yeah,
888-291-8000 is the number to call. You're calling this building. You're talking to our colleagues who work in this building with us. Let them know your story or just let them know you want to get done real quick because you got to get back on the road or whatever. Either way will work. 888-291-8000. If we can, we're going to be on the air here with you for about 90 more seconds. If we can get 20 more calls by or more gifts by the top of the hour, whether you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or you call 888-291-8000. But I will tell you this, we will stay and answer the phones until they stop ringing. So if you're pulling into the driveway now, you've got time to call, but please do call 888-291-8000 or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your gift there. Joe Heschmeyer, I'm very grateful for the hour. You got anything you want to say to encourage folks to give while you got 20 seconds with them?
Absolutely. Like more than ever, you have $20,000 hanging on the line. Even if you can only give a small amount, like $10 a month, do that. And it's $10 a month plus $20,000. Think about it that way. That suddenly feels like a much like, I've heard of doubling, I've even heard of tripling. I've never heard of your $10 a month suddenly becomes a $20,000 bonus. So it would be a real tragedy to miss that. So I would really encourage you and say, pull out all the stops. And if you're at all on the fence saying maybe you'll donate tomorrow, do it today. And it makes a world of difference.
This is going to be an exciting finish. I think we're going to get there, but I will tell you when we come on the air tomorrow if we made it. If we can get 200 gifts today, I didn't know if we were going to get 50 or where we were going to be, but we are so close to that 200. Six lines open at the moment, 888-291-8000. If you don't get through the first time, just dial again. The people will be getting on and off the phone pretty quickly. At the moment, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or dial 888-291-8000. I'll let you know how we did when we come back tomorrow.